Welcome back to chapter 37, which is on NECS or National Electronic Clearing Services. So in the last chapter we went through about electronic clearing services. Here we are just taking it at one level higher, which is at a national level. So NECS, its objective was to facilitate centralized processing for repetitive and bulk payment instruction. There has to be a sponsor bank which is required to submit NECS data at the single center, which is at Mumbai. Multiple credits against a single debit is possible. System leverages on the core banking solution of member banks for centralized posting of inward NECS transactions. The scheme covers bulk payments or periodic payments, and banks are required to include all NEFT core banking system enabled banks in NECS. They have to educate corporate customers the benefits of this scheme, have mechanism to electronically collect NECS files sponsored by different branches, afford credit without delay, avoid practices that delay payments, and strengthen the infrastructure at service branch set up in Mumbai for all these members. Processing and settlement, the clearing house is responsible for processing input data submitted by sponsor banks and supply relevant details to sponsor or destination bank and settlement agency for accounting of clearing settlement. The clearing house monitors the performance of all its constituents. It has a steering committee comprising of not more than 10 and not less than 5 member banks to aid and advise on operational issues. The settlement agency provides the settlement service by way of crediting or debiting the account of destination bank and the sponsor bank. The settlement is final and irrevocable. An institution desirous to avail of NECS facility have to get themselves registered with the clearing house. The clearing settlement and output data for destination bank processes on day 0, which is the current day. The clearing house generates output data file for destination bank. Output data and report file would be made available to destination bank through a web server, so it's very technical, automated. ECS service branch of destination bank should make their internal arrangement immediately to download the information so that destination account holders are credited on day 1 without any fail. On the day of settlement, the clearinghouse would debit credit sponsor bank account with the amount indicated in the mandate given by the later and credit debit the account of the destination bank with the amount due to them. In case of NECS credit, destination bank is liable to pay penal interest to the bank rate plus 2% from due date of credit till the date of actual credit to the beneficiary account in case of delay. Minimum and maximum amount of transactions, there is no stipulation on the minimum number of transactions to be put, but considering the scheme is designed for bulk transaction, clearinghouse may combine settlements of more than one input submission on a single day. The sponsor bank should be able to finalize the settlement date in consultation with NCC or the clearinghouse. So with that, we end the NECS chapter. Thank you for listening.